Now is the time to learn about the magic of Sir Morlin injections, written by Dr. Chris Smith, updated on September 9, 2019. Sir Morlin is the shortened bioidentical equivalent of growth hormone releasing hormone, also known as GHRH. GHRH is produced by the hypothalamus and spurs the manufacture and secretion of HGH by the pituitary. When we were young, high levels of growth hormone are secreted by the pituitary gland, which allows the body to grow at the rapid rate that occurs during puberty. This can be supplemented with Sir Morlin injections, which act as a secretagogue to stimulate higher HGH production in the body. After our growth spurt has stopped, human growth hormone, GH or HGH, still helps us stay healthy. It helps the body retain the high level of vitality and strength that we had in our teens and 20s. Sadly, as we age further, the body starts to produce less and less GHRH. Thus, GH decline is inevitable. As levels of HGH in the body decline, the body is unable to maintain the same level of vitality as the aging process continues to wreak havoc on our health and vigor. Sir Morlin is a man-made derivative of GHRH. It is an acetate salt that contains the same first 29 polypeptide amino acids as GHRH. Though Sir Morlin does not provide the entire amino acid sequence that occurs in GHRH, it has an identical effect on the human body as GHRH. Clinical studies have proven this time and time again. Sir Morlin is the latest of the secretagogue class, releasing hormones of the hypothalamus to be identified. Bioidentical HGH hormone replacement therapy restores normal HGH levels by directly injecting active bioidentical HGH into the body or stimulating natural production of HGH, the safer way to do it. Sir Morlin increases HGH levels in the blood by encouraging the pituitary gland to produce healthier levels, higher amounts of HGH. Sir Morlin reacts with the body nearly identically to GHRH regarding the hormone's ability to activate the secretion of HGH in human patients. Sir Morlin and childhood and adult HGH deficiency. Sir Morlin has also been found to be highly effective in training child HGH deficiency for teens and preteens short of stature, though there is evidence that some later developed risks may occur. It has also been shown to benefit the lives of adults as well as children. There's a mountain of evidence that Sir Morlin is more effective in alleviating adult HGH deficiency versus HGH injections. Counterintuitive, but that is the direction many physicians are going. Injectable GHRH was approved for child use under supervision by the Food and Drug Administration in 1997. It was made available to our clinic in 1998. Sir Morlin treatment is an experimental treatment for adults, but after almost two decades, it has established itself as rock solid when conducted in low, cautious doses and IGF-1 monitoring. They have prescribed a dose that is no more than half that administered to a child. The clinic must perform blood work and deem that you are approved to participate in the adult Sir Morlin program that our clinic is currently conducting. Call us. We want to talk to you about your Sir Morlin cycles. All evidence thus far suggests that adults who suffer from HGH deficiency can find great benefit in Sir Morlin therapy, leading to the alleviation of the effects of aging that are associated with adult growth hormone deficiency. It also appears thoroughly useful in the treatment of many age-related medical issues as well. Patients who find that GHRH treatment is not meeting their needs are encouraged to undergo HGH replacement therapy. The opposite is also true. Though both HGH replacement therapy and Sir Morlin treatments both treat the same issue, they combat it through different processes that can often have different levels of effectiveness depending upon the biology of the patient. The benefits of Sir Morlin: increase lean muscle mass, blowtorch ugly disease-producing fat, easily fall into a deep restorative sleep, pump up IGF-1 levels, multiply the immune system's ability to fight off disease and illness, increase stamina and gives the ability to work out longer and harder, increase HGH production. How to administer Sir Morlin injections? Sir Morlin acetate powders delivered to your home via FedEx from a U.S. licensed pharmacy located in the United States, and the package comes as a lyophilized powder, freeze-dried. Along with the powder, we also deliver sterilized bacteriostatic water for mixing with the powder. When the two are combined, the water reconstitutes the Sir Morlin, making it ready for injection. 3 cc's of the sterilized and treated water were slowly dripped into the Sir Morlin vial at a 45-degree angle to minimize the level of physical disturbance of the white powder in tablet form sitting in the bottom of a clear glass vial. There is a particular protocol for the proper mixture that you will receive with your Sir Morlin prescription and package that will help ensure that you safely inject this solution subcutaneously. We offer many videos on our website, and we can consult with you over the phone how to mix your Sir Morlin and inject it. Sir Morlin is injected into the body fat subcutaneously, directly below the dermis and the epidermis, usually a tiny needle similar to what diabetics use for insulin injection. Injections are initially prescribed daily and decrease or increase over time depending on some factors like your IGF-1 levels and how you feel. The best time to inject Sir Morlin is bedtime, since HGH is mostly released during sleep, allowing the body to repair and recuperate. Sir Morlin injections mimic the effects of HGH in the body. In addition to this, other advantages make Sir Morlin worth considering. The release of HGH caused by Sir Morlin injections is controlled by the body. The body releases somatostatins when it reaches sufficient levels of HGH. The takeaway is this: Sir Morlin has a built-in fail-safe, which prevents accidental overdose compared to HGH, which has more risks. Cells and tissue exposed to HGH released from the pituitary gland as a result of Sir Morlin injections follow the exact same burst pattern that is the standard way HGH is secreted. This means that Sir Morlin will not cause the body to cease its own natural production of HGH when injections are adequately conducted. Sir Morlin allows the body to keep up its own production of HGH in a far more natural manner than other methods. How to tell if Sir Morlin is working? Drawing blood is not sufficient for accurate measurement of Sir Morlin's effectiveness. Most physicians measure its effectiveness by the study of symptoms, physical appearance, and sizes, along with more frequent blood analysis. The first symptom of Sir Morlin's effectiveness is improved sleep. This is followed by skyrocketing energy levels and a more enhanced mindset. After 3 to 6 months, notable changes increase in muscle tone, a leaner physique, and glowing skin begin to appear. At this point, the dosage can be safely reduced to a maintenance level with no further need for daily injections. Typical doses are 300 micrograms per night to 100 micrograms per night. One bottle of Sir Morlin injections would last 10 days at a dosage of 300 micrograms per day. At the lower dose of 200 micrograms, one bottle would last 15 days. Depending on your needs and your budget, either of these regimens would lead to success. 100 micrograms would result in the vial lasting about 1 month. Don't be shy. Contact us using the form. We want to speak with you on the phone. Don't worry. There is no pressure or obligation. We merely wish to have a friendly conversation about your health and options. Don't wait. Contact us for a free, no-obligation conversation.